Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1alviniii. Again, that's facebook.com/purpose1alviniii. Ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithh3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. I'm going to be talking about the three P's of male group disruption. The three P's of male group discussion. Here's another installment, ladies and gentlemen, in my P's series. For whatever reason, certain principles come to me in the forms of word of P's and certain concepts in order to have a better life experience, preferably in the male sphere of life and culture. I don't know why they always come out in the form of P's. I don't have a special affinity to P's. They just make sense for me, and when these ideas come to me, they just kind of, they roll out in words that start with P. But anyway, let's move forward with this. Had a interesting, somewhat hilarious experience recently within a circle of fellas, and this is what led to this installment in podcast, because there was basically a gem that came out of it, and I am grateful for that gem. And it wasn't anything terribly bad. There was a little distancing that happened because of the incident, but the fellas that may hear this later will know who they are and how the situation went down. But we, of course, you know, we gotta protect the innocent and maybe not so innocent. But this can translate. And most experienced men in life already know this dynamic that's in play. But this one also ties back to a podcast that I did much earlier, talking about elite units in the current era, and how it was important for men too, at least smaller circles of men, to have certain code about the way that they operate, because it just helps to make their lives more easier and also their progression more efficient if they work in a team. And also as a, you know, team / think tank, things like that. Anyway, let's break down the three P's of male group disruption. And I'll give them to you right now. The three P's of male group disruption are pride, power, and pussy. Again, it's pride, power, and pussy. Let's begin with the pride aspect. what can happen sometimes when you finally form a small group or a certain group of men on code and we get a certain plan together to accomplish things or at least develop a certain core level of beliefs that we keep flowing between us, the element of pride can come in the way. What's that? Pride in this instance is the need to be right, the need to be right or considered right amongst the group, especially if there's a differing in opinion. And it's a good thing to have a different opinion because those can spark new ideas or synergize and form better ideas that can help the individuals on the team move forward, the group move forward on whatever it is their joint mission that they find it to be, or joint understanding. But man, when pride gets in the way, it goes from arguing a certain point to seeing who can outlast the other person, or at least have the last say or something. Pride usually pops up when there's some type of emotional trigger between one or two of the individuals. It's usually something about not looking weak or not looking stupid or some type of fear of inadequacy. So, what is the resolution to that? Somebody usually has to be at least the bigger person in that instance. Somebody has to say their piece and be done with it. Hopefully the instance or the issue that's being discussed is not something that a major decision for the overall group has to be made, or if it does, one of the individuals is the actual official recognized leader of the group. Other than that, pride can cause a major gridlock and even a temporary or long-term split, and therefore a reorganization of the group or the agenda and culture, which can be a setback. That's my take on pride. The next one is tied, of course, to pride, which is power. So power becomes, this is more of the leadership aspect of the group, as well as the follow through of the group. And you can either have sometimes a leader of the group who is one or two, overbearing, absolutely totalitarian, but not that efficient with the leadership or effective with the leadership. So they make a lot of decisions, but they cost the group a lot because they're not listening to their team. Or they could be too accommodating. They can listen too much, and again, that affects the efficiency of the group. You'll definitely know whenever some type of power inefficiency is in the group, because there will be just a certain stagnation around it. Because the leadership either has too much dominance presence and just kind of wants followers, lackeys, goons, whatever you want to call them, or whether these are figurehead and too passive, and then there's either, you know, one or two more passive aggressive types that want the dominant influence, but at the same time don't really want to be recognized as the headship or the final say of the group. Stagnation is sure to follow whenever power is not respected or are abused in the scenario, which comes down also to the last one, pussy. You already know it, people. Hashtag sexual politics. The most known unknown dynamic amongst people, man. The underlying dynamic that makes or breaks a lot of situations because somebody doesn't know how to manage it well, or the competition gets too fierce. Pussy. Sexual politics, sexual competition amongst the group. Could have a well-formed, well-working system, but because of the sexual beliefs, sexual patterns, sexual habits amongst the men, and also their varying responses to female stimuli amongst the circle, you can spill over easily into the pride and the power dynamic of the group. This is only becomes better when there is a certain management or a certain code amongst the men around how to handle the presence of available females in the environment. And it's inevitable because we live in a well-integrated society, and there's always going to be women and feminine presence everywhere. You know, pride comes into play and power whenever two men are interested in a specific woman or a specific set of women, and they can't back down because they really want the interaction with that woman. Gets worse when women know the dynamic and they leverage both or the set of men against each other and vying for competition and attention. So this is always a concern. What's the resolve to that? Ideally, most men, or most of the men, if not all the men in the dynamic, are aware of the dynamic that's in play, whether the woman's deliberately doing something or she doesn't know that her presence is having an impact. And one or some men can't reduce the gots the habits, you know, that lust component, so that they can move on from that and not cause some type of conflict. And so that's basically it with the pussy aspect of the male group disruption aspect. So what do all these three P's have in common besides interacting with each other? All three of these aspects undermine the core foundation of the male group, which is trust. If trust gets undermined too much amongst a group of men, disruption is sure to follow. You know, there's always going to be a strain of trust. As expected, you know, amongst the relationships of the men in the group, and also when it comes to future plans of moving forward and things like that, because men are humans, they're going to see things differently. But when it gets stretched way too much, or if it's violated by a specific member or group of or set of members within the group, once that trust erodes, you'll get a disruption or a division that probably really didn't need to be there, but because of the elements, pride, power, pussy, you have it, and you may have disrupted something that could have been very effective, beautiful, elegant, something that could have lasted generations beyond even the formation and the operation of the current group. And that's why the three P's of male group disruption have to be paid attention to. Because the more you can mitigate that, the more you can make things happen beyond your mere self, no matter how powerful or how.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.